My name is John Siebels, and I play guitar and sing background vocals for Eve 6.
How did everything start? When was the idea to found Eve 6?
Max and I met about 5 years ago, and we were in ninth grade. We were about 14 and 15 years old. And we started playing together, and we met at school. And we got signed in our 11th grade year, which I was 15 and he was 16. And the label sort of gave us a couple years to develop and just let us write and do some recording and basically just develop our sound. And then once we graduated school, we made a record that next year and put it out.
What does the name mean? What does Eve 6 imply?
Eve 6 is actually an X-Files reference from the first season. The premise of the show was the government had created 8 Adams and 8 Eves. They were all superhuman, you know, they called them Eve 1 through 8, and it was like a governmental experiment, and Eve 6 was the craziest one.
And how is this in connection to the band scene? Are you just an experiment and it worked, or...?
No, but no. It was just when we were in the studio recording, we were looking for names, and you know, we were coming up with all these kinds of different awful names, and we sort of had a little thing going every night after we got finished recording. We'd watch an X-Files or two. Tony had them all on tape, and so Eve 6 in the show, when she's in a mental institution, they walk downstairs and you see a plaque above her cell that says Eve 6. So we saw it written and thought it looked cool. And that's about it.
How would you characterize your music?
I would say that it's sort of, I guess, punk-influenced rock, I guess. Just pop, I don't know.
What were the bands that you liked best in those days you started? Who helped you develop?
When we first started, it was a lot of bands from Northern California. They were like... a band called Screeching Weasel, The Queers, The Muffs, a lot of pop punk bands. And then as we kind of grew, we got more into the Pixies and a band called Jawbreaker, and also a lot of singer-songwriters, you know, Elvis Costello, Tom Petty, Elliott Smith is one of our favorites. So sort of a wide range of different artists.
And what do you think was most important for your success up to now?
Wow. I think we've always been about just concentrating on making sure that our songs are as perfect as we can make them, and not, you know, we don't overlook anything when it comes to a song. You know, we're always changing little things, and you know, examining every little piece of the song. And I think that you know, together with Max's lyrics and then all of our songwriting, I think that's our biggest asset. And it's just,
you live in LA. How long did it take you to be known in other parts of the world?
Well, our album came out in April of 1998, right at the end of April, and our song started getting played on the radio in the United States in about middle of April. So slowly but surely people started to get to know who we were in the U.S. And now we're trying to break out of that and become a worldwide band.
What's the situation for young new bands in the USA like? Is it supportive, or would you think they don't like new bands?
I think people... I don't think people are so supportive of bands right now in the U.S. A lot of times people kind of latch onto one song that might be played on the radio. And I think slowly but surely people are getting more back into caring about bands and caring about who the people are in the bands and their image and whatnot. But up until now, for the last probably 3 years, it's been very song-oriented and people don't really care about new bands.
Where do your different types of music result from? You do rock music and at the same time the acoustic versions. How do these come to existence, these different types?
Well, I think just having the different influences, you know, listening to a lot of Elvis Costello, you know, in our record player we'll have Elvis Costello and the Pixies and Bad Religion. You know what I mean? It's like this sort of just from all those different influences. And also we write a lot on acoustic. Before we play it as a full band, we work out the songs on acoustic guitar. So we always practice acoustic. So that kind of translates to we can do some live acoustic stuff.
Are there any special backgrounds of songs that you might say it's funny, or what is the background, namely, of Inside Out or Leech?
Leech is the one song on the record that I wrote a few lyrics for, and it was about someone that we were working with who had a real problem with fabricating the truth line. And it was like we were trying to get this person to realize that if they just didn't do that, it would help the situation. They didn't need to do that, but they just couldn't understand it, and they couldn't, and ended up, you know, terminating the relationship because of it. So,
do you think there's a problem, the conflict between the band and family or friends? How do you solve it?
There hasn't been too many between our band and friends. We've hardly ever had any sort of conflict within the band or with our friends or anything. We all still have our same friends that we had growing up, and I think it's good to, you know, keep those friends, because those are friends you have for life. But we don't really have conflict with those people.
What are your plans for the near future?
Well, we're going to finish up this tour here, which ends on January 30th, and then we go back to the U.S. and we're going to headline our first headlining tour, which kicks off in Miami on February 4th.
Is there anything you'd like to tell your fans here in Germany?
Please come to our shows and buy our records. And we'll see you next time through.